Using the example discussed by the professor, explain what cognitive dissonance is and how people often deal with it. Read the passage from a sociology textbook. You have 50 seconds to read the passage. Begin reading now. Now listen to part of a lecture about this topic in a sociology class.
This is a true story from my own life. In my first year in high school, I was addicted to video games. I played them all the time, and I wasn't studying enough. I was failing chemistry. That was my hardest class. So this was a conflict for me because I wanted a good job when I grew up, and I believed, I knew, that if you want a good career, you got to do well in school. But I just couldn't give up video games. I was completely torn. And my solution was to change my perspective. See, the only class I was doing really badly in was chemistry. In the others, I was okay. So I asked myself if I wanted to be a chemist when I grew up. And the fact is, I didn't. I was pretty sure I wanted to be a sociologist. So I told myself my chemistry class didn't matter, because sociologists don't really need to know chemistry. In other words, I changed my understanding of what it meant to do well in school. I reinterpreted my situation. I used to think that doing well in school meant doing well in all my classes, but now I decided that succeeding in school meant only doing well in the classes that related directly to my future career. I eliminated the conflict, at least in my mind.